Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabine, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 34 found in Grade 8, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 34 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 5 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 34. In this question, the student is given a diagram and is asked to determine the measure of angle U and then explain how the answer was determined. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is 46 degrees. The explanation states that alternate exterior angles are congruent, so angle W equals 134 degrees. Since angle U and angle W are supplementary, they equal 180 degrees. 180 minus 134 equals 46. Therefore, angle U equals 46 degrees. Any other valid response would also be accepted. Please also note that degrees can be indicated by spelling out the word or by using a degrees sign. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We've found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 7. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This student has provided a correct answer of 46, and the explanation correctly identifies angle Q and angle U as corresponding and congruent, and angle Q and the 134 degree angle are supplementary. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. In this response, the answer is correct, and the explanation correctly identifies angle W and the 134 degree angle as being alternate exterior angles and therefore equal. The supplementary relationship between angle U and angle W is also provided. This response demonstrates a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1 response. This student has provided a correct answer. However, the explanation incorrectly identifies the angles as complementary rather than supplementary. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is also a score point 1. In this response, the answer provided is correct. However, the explanation fails to include what is subtracted from 180 to get the correct answer. Since this is not a show your work question, and the student has not referenced the diagram, the information in the diagram cannot be considered. Holistically, this response is sufficient to demonstrate a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. In the fifth guide paper, we find the last score point 1 response has an incorrect answer. However, a sound mathematical procedure of subtracting 134 from 180 is provided in the explanation. This is sufficient to demonstrate a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. The sixth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. In this paper, both the answer and the explanation are incorrect. The response is not sufficient to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Please take a moment to review these six papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 34, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 34. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 31. In this response, the answer provided is incorrect. However, the explanation includes a sound mathematical procedure of subtracting 180 degrees by 134 degrees. This response receives a score point 1. Next is practice set 32. In this paper, the answer provided is incorrect, and an obviously incorrect procedure of using a protractor is provided in the explanation. This response receives a score point 0. Let's move on to practice set 33. This student has provided the correct answer of 46 degrees and has correctly identified angle S and the 134 degree angle as corresponding and equal in the explanation. In addition, the supplementary relationship of angle S and angle U is provided. 134 degrees is subtracted from 180 degrees to get 46 degrees. The response shows a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task and earns a score point 2. In practice set 34, the answer provided is correct and the explanation correctly states the supplementary relationship of the angles. This response is complete and correct and earns a score point 2. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 35. Although the answer provided is correct, the explanation is flawed. The explanation incorrectly states that 180 degrees is subtracted from 134, which is incorrect. Therefore, this paper is only partially correct and receives a score point 1. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.